Space Matters.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. So, we have a pretty wild episode tonight.
Oh, for reals?
For reals. Now.
Hey, you asked me how my week was.
How was your week?
You always ask me how my week was.
Well, I wasn't there yet. How was your week?
I'll answer to you.
Pull up on me.
You steal my shit all the time. Pull up on me.
All right, y'all. I do want to let y'all know something.
You ain't got to do nothing.
I'm just waiting. Okay. So, we re-recorded the first episode. And it is wonderful. We added an extra story in there. And we are finally getting to that point where we can re-record some of the episodes that were just bad. So.
Maybe the Casket Girls is next.
You don't get to talk about the Casket Girls ever. Ever. But yes, tonight's story. Oh, did you ever answer me how your week was?
I don't answer to you.
Okay. As I said, tonight's story is just crazy. There's so much going on.
Pull up on me.
Pull up on me. Pull up on me.
I wonder if everybody has seen that little skit and know what we're talking about.
This is so funny. But yes, it is. We are actually, do you know the story that we're doing tonight?
No.
We are doing Mel's Hole. Stop. Don't get to talk about Beavis and Butthead ever. Okay. No.
Yes. And that wasn't Beavis or Butthead.
I know what that was. That was Pee Wee Herman.
You're Pee Wee Herman.
You're okay.
Carmen Bra.
Fuck you, Barry. Okay.
So unladylike.
All right. Well, you got Brantley up here with us. He's about to fall over. He's mad at me, so he's loving on Troy right now. But yes, let's go ahead and get this story going because I don't know what to make of it, and I would like to know what y'all think about this.
About Mel's Hole?
About Mel's Hole. And I'm sure you'll throw some things in while I'm talking about it, too.
Pull up on me. Don't repeat me. Every time I say something, you don't have to repeat me.
Okay. Pull up on me. All right, let's dive on in.
Excellent.
So, if y'all don't know, Mel's Hole, it's allegedly a bottomless pit, okay?
Like our dogs.
Pretty much. The story starts in 1997.
Wow, the year I was born.
No. In Ellensburg, Washington, when a man by the name of Mel Waters called into a popular radio show called Coast to Coast with Art Bell. So.
Do people call him Artie?
Maybe. I don't know. We're not friends. So, Mel claimed to own property that had a mysterious hole.
I claim that too.
Wow. Now, I watched several YouTube videos about this, and Mel said that even when his father owned the land, the hole was there. People used to use it to dump garbage in because the hole never filled up. So,
pull up on me.
Pull up on me. According to Mel, the hole is over 80,000 feet deep.
How's he know?
I'll tell you. Mm. Now, 80,000 feet, that would be 2.5 Mount Everest.
How many kilometers is that?
I don't know. But I looked it up. I was like, wow. So, Mel used to shark fish, and he used his special fishing poles and with a weight at the bottom, and he said he would just keep adding fishing line, hoping he would hit something. He never did. He got to 80,000 feet, and he just stopped. Now, I looked this up.
Can you imagine? What was that show that we watched? It was something where people fell down like a bottomless hole. They were just like getting bored, falling.
I know what you're talking about. I can't think of the show.
One of them just propped their head up on their shoulder. Their hand.
I think it was Family Guy, honestly.
Probably was.
But if you were to buy 80,000 feet of fishing line, that would cost you today $1,260. Fun side note. I did look that up.
Is that
let's
plus
see
tax?
Here. No, it is not. So it's probably going to be a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So he kept
did
adding
you go to
fish-
a discount store, or was that like retail? Or
that was just the Walmart app that I have. I just found the real heavy fishing line and added it up. So thank you for that. So
he used a discount card or anything?
I don't know. I would think he would, because that's a lot of fishing line he'd have to get. One day, Mel's neighbor had a dog and it had passed away. So he brought the dog to throw in the hole to get rid of it. I guess instead of burying it in his backyard. And the neighbor claimed the next day he saw his dog walking around and even had the same collar on. Now, I have a problem with this, because you're going to tell me that his family dog, he just chucked down a hole and didn't even keep his collar?
Well, I mean, that's believable.
Is it?
I mean, I would think so. I mean, a lot of people are not sentimental. I mean, they love their dog, but they're not sentimental enough to keep a collar for 100 years.
I would.
Really? Considering that they don't have collars at all?
Brantley has a collar.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does. It's skull and crossbones, uh-huh. And it's neon green.
Really? Because I've seen it so much.
He doesn't wear it.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
But it's his. I would never throw it away. And I think Ashlyn took it for her cat, actually. So I don't know where it is now.
Exactly. But see, that's my point. You don't get sentimentally attached to collars. People are that way.
But if I found it, I wouldn't throw it down a hole. I'd be like, oh, there's Brantley's collar. God. But that's not going to happen, because we're going to clone Brantley.
Yeah, we are.
I am. We're going to clone Brantley, and we're going to have him forever. So, where were we? So, the dog was walking around with the same collar. After this, Mel decided to keep testing the hole. One of the tests included yelling in the hole, which he wanted to see, you know, if it echoed or whatnot. But when he did, there was nothing but silence. So after that, he sat a handheld radio on the edge of the hole. You know what happened?
No.
The radio started playing music that was decades old, from like the 1920s.
Did you not put it on the oldie station?
No. It was... Do not do this. You're going to try...
What?
No.
I mean, this is a legitimate question.
Yeah, it is, but that's not what happened. So, people started to notice that animals hated this hole. If you brought a dog near it, it would basically dig its claws in the ground so it wouldn't have to get any closer to it. They even noticed that the birds avoided flying over the hole.
Was it just like a normal hole? Like, it didn't have, like, fire or anything coming out of it? And don't, I mean, I know it sounds silly, but
no,
there's, like,
doesn't.
That really big hole in, like, Russia.
Yeah.
That has, that's been burning for 50 years.
And we're going to get to that. So, Mel also, wow, you asked that at the right time. Mel lowered an ice bucket into the hole, and when he pulled it back up, it had become flammable. After he did the ice bucket, he decided to do a sheep, as you do. So he hoisted a sheep down in the hole. When he pulled it back up, the sheep had been cooked on the inside. Mel cut into the sheep, and there was a creature inside of it that looked like a fetal seal with human eyes staring back at him.
See, I don't understand this dude. All right, we're talking about 1997.
Mm-hmm.
So there was still technology around. You could record. I mean, even if it's one of those bulky home movie camcorders, why are you going to take a damn sheep and stick it in a hole and see what it's going to do? Just why didn't he just take a camcorder, turn a light on it, and drop it down in the hole?
We'll get to all of it. Male's kind of different.
Oh.
The fetal seal with human eyes was staring back at him. So what do you do when you see something like that?
Shoot it.
Obviously, you pick it up. So he said he picked it up, set it on the table to look at it. It jumped off the table, crawled back to the hole, turned around, kind of gave him a nod, and jumped back in the hole.
Well, you can blame it?
Well, here's the thing. At that time, allegedly, Mel was battling cancer. After touching the creature, he no longer had cancer. Now, y'all, I'm going to say allegedly a lot because there's so much in this story that I found stuff on one website that was not on another, and I found stuff on a YouTube video that was not another YouTube videos. So there's a lot that just keeps adding on.
Is this guy still alive?
I don't know.
We need to go for a visit. I want to talk to this guy.
Well, we'll see. The funny thing is, the neighbors claim to see the same little creature running around the hole at night. After the story went public, Mel was coming home one day. Now, see, Mel called into the radio station exactly 3 times, just giving updates, telling what was going on with the hole and what, you know, the latest thing happened. So, when Mel was coming home after that first radio interview, he was met by government agents. They would not allow him to enter his property. They claimed a plane had crashed and nobody could go on there. Well, Mel was not buying this. He was like, I don't accept that answer. I'm still going on my property. You cannot keep me off my property. That's not true. You know what they did?
What?
They asked if they could rent the land for $250,000 a month.
Cha-ching.
So, Mel agreed. But there was a catch. If they did this, his condition was he would have to leave the country and not come back. So, guess what Mel did?
I would have left the country.
He did. He did leave the country. He went to Australia for a little while. But I think curiosity got the best of him, and he returned. Now, I saw in some places that he returned several years later, and then I heard on a video that he returned 9 months later to visit. So,
well, when, I mean, it's still his property, right? I mean, the government just leasing it from him.
Well, he thinks it's his property. So, when he came back, because remember, that's the condition. He's not supposed to come back if they're going to continue to pay him. But when he did, the government claimed the land was theirs. Locals then told Mel the pit had been guarded by black vans and helicopters since the day he left. So, Mel started to leave, and he was riding on a bus, and there was an altercation on the bus. I'm not exactly sure what it was, but the police ended up coming. Well, they offered to give Mel a ride in their van. I'm sorry. I don't care if you're an officer or not. I'm not getting in your van. Vans never mean anything good. So, Mel hops in their van, and as soon as he did, he didn't remember a thing. He woke up, and he was in San Francisco with no teeth, and all his money was gone. So, they dropped him off because he was in Washington. They took him to San Francisco. Before doing that, they pulled all his teeth, and they emptied his bank account. So, it's just craziness. Now, I did find out that Mel ended up going to Nevada because there's another hole in Nevada called, what was it? It's the Devil's Hole. And it said on an article I read that if birds flew over it, if you tried to shoot at the birds, the bullets would just kind of bounce off of them. It didn't hurt the birds. But then the more research I did on Devil's Hole, it turns out it's a cave and nobody knows how deep it is. Divers have gone in it, and as far as they've gotten is around 600 feet, I believe. And you can't go in it now because there's an endangered species of fish living in there called a pupfish. And it's pretty much the only place they are. So now you kind of have to stay away from it. But as I said, nobody knows how deep it is. There wasn't much about Mel's visit other than the birds. So, but I still wanted to bring that up. And then you brought up the one, the hole that's constantly on fire. Mm-hmm. And you said that was in Russia?
Yeah, somewhere in that vicinity.
Okay. So, you ready to get to the twist, I guess?
Ooh.
So, after the inner... What? Go for it. Pull up on me. So, after the interviews on the, you know, the radio show Coast to Coast, listeners got fascinated with Mel. They wanted to know more. So, they started doing digging of their own. And you know what they found out?
What did they find out?
There's no such person as a Mel Waters.
Well, yeah, I'm sure if the government went to the extreme to move you across country, pull your teeth, and take your money, they would erase all existence of him.
See, I thought that too. Or is it just somebody, is it a hoax? Is somebody trying to play just a prank? You know, and then I thought, did the government do this? You know, there's so many ways you can go with this, but there were no records of anyone named Mel Waters. No,
he's probably at Skinwalker Ranch now.
You're probably right. But it kind of disappointed me that I saw that. But here's the thing. Everybody knows about Mel's Hole, but nobody can find it. That's why I asked you, remember the other day when I was like, are you good with...
You can't do a property search?
They did. Yeah. They still can't find it. But remember when I told you, I asked you if you could do Google Earth for me the other day?
Yeah.
And you're like, I'll do it later. And you never did.
See, you remember stuff like that, but you don't ever remember this, the stuff I do without you having to ask.
You are wonderful.
See?
But, so pull here's the thing. Pull up on me. And then, you know, I found Google Earth where Mel's Hole supposedly is, and it says Mel's Hole, but it wouldn't let me zoom in. It was just a pinpoint that said Mel's Hole, and I could only get so far. Now, people have claimed to found the hole, saying it was an old mining hole, but there was a bottom to it. Mel was adamant about it being 80,000 feet in deeper. So,
whatever happened to this guy?
Nobody knows. So, here's the thing. I watched all these videos, as I've said several times, because I'm very proud of my YouTube skills now. And I saw there was an Indian shaman, and he was like, this is absolutely real. They even interviewed him several times after all this happened, and he said that after they would interview him, that they would mix his words up to where it just seemed like a hoax, that it wasn't real. He said it absolutely is real. I also found an article about him where he wanted to set things straight, that he only agreed to do the article if they got him word for word. So that's what he said, that it is real. It has been there for decades. Families before families have known about this hole. Now, on one of the videos, there is a private property sign, and one of the men on there, he's like, don't go up there, you will get in so much trouble, that is where the hole is, just do not go there. He's like, I've seen the hole dozens of times. Now, this is the part that got me. I told you about this. There was another interview with another man, and he said that they climbed down into the hole.
Who? Yeah.
Him and Mel.
Oh.
Do you know what happened to them?
Well, did they have little creatures inside of them?
No, but they got down to the bottom of the hole, so he says, and reptilians started chasing them. The reptile people. He goes, when they started coming after me, I told him, we got to get the hell out of this out of this hole. He said they climbed back to the very top of the hole and ran as fast as they could.
80,000 feet, they climbed up real quick.
Yes, they really did. And but that's what the guy said. I'm just telling y'all what he said. You can do with it what you want to. But the whole, the people that live there, they do believe in it. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on in Washington. That's where all the Bigfoot sightings and stuff are.
Wait, is this like Washington, D.C. area or like Washington State?
Washington State.
Oh, okay. So he didn't go halfway across the country. Never mind.
Okay. So, but yeah, there's just so much going on there. I kind of feel like maybe it's a portal. It would be, there's people that still try to find it. But, you know, as that one man said, it's on that private property. You cannot trespass, and you don't want to, because if the government is standing guard of it, you don't know what's going to happen to you. And I'm sure since this happened in 1997 and it's kind of been forgotten about, I don't even know if they're still there.
Crab people. I know. I wasn't even born then.
Yes.
That's how long ago it was.
You were born then.
No, I wasn't.
But that is actually my story. That is the story of Mel's Hole.
Have you ever told you about my story?
Tell me your story.
I've never killed any mountain lions, but I've choked a few cougars.
You're so weird. Stop it. Anyway... That's the story of...
And you're sticking to it.
Yes. It's a confusing story. Had a little twist at the end. What do y'all think? Do y'all think that it was a government conspiracy? Or do you think it was an elaborate hoax made up by a so-called Mel Waters? So, what do you think?
Well... I'm just going to tell you.
Tell me.
You had a compelling story. Everything was going pretty well. Until the point you got to the crab people.
I didn't talk about the crab people.
Crab people.
Anyway.
Well, the reptilian people.
The reptilian
I'm
people.
I'm sorry.
That's the thing, though. That man was really excited to talk about his experience. And... You know, maybe he thought he saw crab people. Maybe he was in a totally different hole. There's no telling, but this man...
I hate going to different holes. Hate when that happens when I go to different bottomless holes.
I hate when I fall in different holes. But, yeah, I mean, he sounded really excited about it. He liked the story that he was telling. I just wanted y'all to know that's what somebody said. That part, I truly don't believe. But, you know, there are conspiracy people about the conspiracy theories about the reptilians, which I would love to do those one time, but there's so much to do, y'all.
What is that?
The reptilians?
It's off of, is there a chalk I tell you? Remember? The reptilian people?
Oh, on that, what is that movie
Land
called?
Of
Land of the Lost. That's such a good movie. But yeah, other than the reptilians, it's believable. I mean, for him to call back three times, and obviously after the first time, I'm sure he had people hooked. And, you know, you can actually go online, go on YouTube, you can listen to the radio show. It's still on there. And you can hear him talking about it. And y'all, when you hear the radio show, it's believable. It's very believable. This man believes what he is saying. The story may not be real, but it is real to this man. And it's just something really neat to listen to hear how he's kind of excited about it. And, you know, apparently it went far because everybody else seemed to believe it. And we've got people that are still looking for this hole. I Googled it. I was wanting to see where it was. So... I do like the story, but you still want to go to Washington and try to find it?
No. I don't care about any damn crab people stuff now. You had me going there for a minute.
Did I?
Yes.
Until the reptilians?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I think that man just was excited that he was an old man, you know. Maybe he was just
some
excited.
Okay. See, that makes it even worse. Some old ass man is supposedly climbing down a more than 80,000 feet hole.
He climbed
sees
down.
Reptilian people and climbs back out of it really fast. How are you going to climb out of it really? How are you even going to go down there like that? You just got through saying it's to Mount Everest.
Yeah.
I mean, does he have a backpack or a rocket pack or something?
I mean,
Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg. I didn't believe him either, but I just wanted to throw that in. I did see that. Honestly, though, you know who I think it is?
Who?
There was
aliens. Must be aliens.
It's aliens. It's always aliens. A Native American shaman, and he seemed to know more about it than anybody. And I feel like he made up the name Mel Waters. And
like Chief Running Waters?
I don't know. Just stop it. But I feel like that was him because he knew a lot more than other people did. He's very adamant that it does exist, that he's seen it several times. But yeah, that's who I feel like it is. So, and I'm sorry, I just don't feel like a Native American shaman would tell lies. I just don't. But so I don't believe that it's a bottomless pit. But you know what? I asked our daughter. I was telling her that we were doing this story, and she goes, "We just learned about that in school." And I was like, "I hope you didn't learn about that in school."
Mel's hole?
Yes. But I was like, "I really hope you were not learning about stuff like this in school. You need to learn how to math." So, you know, but yeah, that's who I think it is. I don't think it's an 80,000 foot hole. I think they saw something and they don't know what it is. So I think the story's just kind of added up as it went along. You know what I mean?
I wrecked them.
All right. So let us know what you think, y'all. I'm sorry this has been kind of a short episode, but you did get two new episodes this week. As I said, we redid the first episode, and hopefully this upcoming week we're going to redo the second episode because I'm not happy with that one either. So we've got several to redo. So just kind of keep checking in. We'll let y'all know as we do them. And I hope y'all have an absolutely wonderful week. Do you have anything you need to add?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. Y'all make good choices.
Pull up on me.
And we will see y'all next Sunday. Bye.
Bye.